Pittsfield Zoning Board of Appeals gave unanimous approval to a 22-acre solar array on the former YMCA camp at Ponterill. The $20 million project would sit on the 77-acre site overlooking Pontusic Lake and generate 3 megawatts of electricity. The electricity would then be sold to the Western Massachusetts Electric Company. Deanna Ruffer, Pittsfield's Community Development Director, said that the project, owned by Connecticut-based CTC Electric, would be welcome as the city's fourth solar project.
The city is extremely supportive of renewable development and is pleased that we have become the home of a number of solar projects. This is the fourth project to be permitted in the city, and this is the first project to be initiated by the private sector.
The YMCA has been trying to develop the Ponterill site for the past few years. In 2010, a 93-unit housing project was approved for the location, but no developer was secured. Eleanor Tillinghast of Green Berkshires said that she couldn't speak to the specifics of the Ponterill project, but warned that nearby residents should be cautious about any large-scale solar project near a residential area.
Where we need to be cautious is when we start seeing solar arrays being proposed in wooded areas, in neighborhoods, on farmlands. Those are places where there are impacts that may not be fully understood or explained to neighbors and other people who might be concerned.
Deanna Ruffer has said that the CTC Electric project will include a 50-foot buffer area surrounding the array, and they'll plant trees to hide the project from neighbors' views. She praised the developers for their working relationship with area residents.
The developer's been very open with the neighborhood in terms of where the array will be situated, and what steps they will take to buffer the visual effect from the neighborhood.
A representative for CTC Electric could not return a call to WAMC in time for broadcast. In Palnau, Vermont, near the Massachusetts border, development is set to begin on a 2.2-megawatt solar installation by Spanish company Hestamp Solar. The 15-acre project would occupy an area on the 144-acre former Green Mountain racetrack. Both projects could begin construction later this year, but concrete timelines have not been set. Recently, Walmart stores announced that they would begin installing solar panels on their store locations throughout the Commonwealth. Walmart will also continue installing solar panels on stores in other states, such as California. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.